We are ready to get into the next mitzvah, mitzvah Reish Dalid, mitzvah 204. As we continue, if you're keeping track, we have done 20 out of the 28 mitzvahs in Parshas Achrimos. We have 8 more, again a couple more of Arayos, and sprinkled in with one Avodah Zarah and others, but another week and a half or so till we finish Parshas Achrimos Bezrat Hashem. But again, every day is its own world, mitzvah Reish Dalid. So we're on the same pasuk as we were yesterday and as we will be in the next mitzvah, Perek Yudches Pasuk Yudzayin. Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Segaleh. One is not allowed to reveal the nakedness of a wife and daughter, right? A two-generational relationship. That was yesterday's Isser of a mother-daughter. Ezbas Bina Ve'ezbas Bita. Those are two mitzvahs. Lo sigach legalos ervasa. One is not allowed to reveal the nakedness of a grandchild relationship, a wife and her granddaughter, either granddaughter. Today's mitzvah is the granddaughter from the son. My son's daughter and my daughter's daughter. That's going to be the next one. But today, the mitzvah is my daughter's daughter. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo legalos ervas ishu bas bina. Shelo legalos ervas ishu bas bina. V'kfar amarnu she'isr zehu la'olam. B'nisui harishona. As we said, this Isser is only when there is a marriage to the first one. As the Chinuf said yesterday, just to be mezaneh with a woman and then be mezaneh with her daughter, that is an Issa d'Rabbanan. That is not an Issa d'Raisa, that's one of the Shnios, as he quoted yesterday. Well, it has to be a marriage. Shenemar as bas bina lo sikach. If you remember, we had the discussion before of the Isser of bas. You remember back in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Hei, we pointed out Mitzvah 195, that could be the only, if not one of the only, mitzvahs that are not based on a pasuk in Chumash. That's based on a limud, kal v'chomer, if granddaughter is usher, surely daughter is usher. Here, the Torah chooses not to just say granddaughter and then kal v'chomer daughter. Rather, the Torah explicates both. So yesterday's mitzvah was the mitzvah of mother and daughter, and this is mother and granddaughter. Midini ha-mitzvah, the chinuch continues. Let's just read it first. Masha'asu zechonim levrachel legeder ze bas ben bina. So this also has shniyos, has isurim related to it. A bas ben bina, which is a triple generation. V'hi b'chal shniyos, that's also shniyos, meaning son's daughter. Another generation, Kavosha Amarnu, Shekol She Yisura, Midivrei Sovrim, Nikti Kari Shniya. Those are the Shniyos, as we learn, as a Kiyam of Asu Mishmeris L'Mishmarti. V'chein Asru, Aim Avi Ishto, going back in the generation. Aim Av Avi Ishto. Either way, going up and down a couple of generations, those are included in the Shniyos. And V'noheges Herzeb B'chol Machum V'chol Zman, this mitzvah applies always. Somebody violates the Daraisa, as we said, they both get Srefa, as long as they're both still alive. If the wife is already passed away, so then there is an Isser Karis, there's no Mises Bezdin, and as we spoke about 2 days ago, if one violates the Shnios, one would get Makas Mardis, as we discussed what the purpose of Makas Mardis is then. Okay, let's get back to some of the issues that we were discussing yesterday, and some new topics brought up by the Minchas Chinuch in today's mitzvah. Again, the Minchas Chinuch here is on all three mitzvahs. He brings up some fascinating inyanim, as we will see soon. First, one discussion that we ran out of time yesterday to talk about. Back in those bays in the Minchas Chinuch, noted, again, that all arayos do not have any tfisas kiddushin. Ain't kiddushin tov somehen. If somebody marries a woman and then goes over to her daughter and tries to marry her, it doesn't work. There is no tfisas kiddushin. That was yesterday's discussion. Why not? When the Torah says not to do something, does that include not just not to do it, but if you try to do it, it doesn't work? That's the sugya that we discussed yesterday, Yavalo Mahani, or it works, but it's still Aser. So that was the first half of the statement of the Minchas Chinuch, the Kedushin are not Tovsin. V'chein Shtei Achios, also two sisters, as we'll get to Bez Hashem next week. But then two more words, and that's what we'll focus on right now. Chutz Minida. As we said, Nida, there is Tfisas Kedushin by. Somebody's Makadesh, a woman, when she is a Nida, they are married. There is Tfisas Kedushin. According to the Rambam, they can't have the second stage of marriage. Chuppah. According to the Rambam, you need Yichud Aroi Labia. According to the Rambam, Chupas Nida prevents the second stage, Nisuin, from taking place. But Kiddushin, there's Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nida. Why is that? Why is Nida different? So we will, Bez Hashem, next week get to the Isser of living with a Nida, Reish Zion. There'll be, Bez Hashem, plenty to talk about in that mitzvah. So I thought today we'll just touch on some of the lumdus behind it. Why is Nida different? We know Nida is different in more than this way. Not only is there Tefisas Kiddushin by Nida, but also there's no Mamzeris by Nida. By all of the Chayvi Krisis, if somebody lives with an Ashes Ish, if somebody lives with their sister, if somebody lives with any of the other Arayos, the child from that relationship is a Mamzer or a Mamzeris. That is what we paskin. Rabbi Akiva Shita in the Mishnah Yevamah says that even from Chayvi Lavin there's Mamzeris. We don't paskin that way. We paskin from Chayvi Krisis there's Mamzeris. The question is, the halach is, Nida is the only exception to the rule. If a man and a woman do not keep Taras and Mishpacha, but they're married and he lives with her when she is a Nida, even Nida Da'oraisa, if they have a child, even though there was a Chayve Krisis to live together, the child is not a mom. So it's a chesed of a Chodesh Baruch Hu. Chesed of Hashem. People who are Bali Tshuva that come back to the fold, the children are not Mamzerim. Children are not Mamzerim. They're what's called in the Gemara Pagum, but they're not Mamzerim. We've quoted in the past the beautiful tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Somebody wrote to Rav Moshe, I didn't bring it, but there's somebody wrote to Rav Moshe, I'm going out with a girl, I think it was the girl going out with a guy. Going out with a guy, and his parents are Bali Tshuva, or his parents aren't from. So there's a good chance that he was Novad, me, Bia Shalnida. Right, because she never went to the mikvah. Maybe she went one time. So, is there any issue? Because some sources say there's a certain tainted effect on the child. He's not a mamzer. There's no me'ikra dinya. I'm allowed to marry. But should I be worried about this tainted spiritual aura that might be on this child, this offspring of a nida relationship? Rav Moshe answers unbelievably, and this it takes a Rav Moshe to say this, that the Gemara says, and the sources say that the child from an Ida, what's the tainted? It's reflected in bad midos. It's reflected in not a true Torah personality. Says Rav Moshe, if this boy has tremendous midos and is a Baal Chesed and is following the Mesorah, haraya that he did not come from the Nida relationship. It must be. And who knows? Maybe his mother was at the beach that day, says Rav Moshe. And even though she was wearing a bathing suit, Mida Raisa, Chatzisa is only on roof part of the body, and you're Makvid, so Mida Raisa, maybe there was Tvila, says Rav Moshe. And either way, if you see he's a Balmidus, he says, don't worry about it. That's Rav Moshe, unbelievable psak related to a child of a mamzer. A child of a Nida relationship. But either way, that's the halacha. Nida is different than other krisus in terms of Tisus Kiddushin. Nida is different in terms of halachas of mamzeris. What does that tell us? So, the question that the Achronim deal with, look in Asvin Daraisa. Hopefully we'll have a couple of Rabbi Yosef Engels today. Asvin Daraisa, Klal Chaf Aleph. The Asvin Daraisa discusses two questions. Number one, is the mitzvah and the Isser of Nida Labaila, is it more an Isser Veheter discussion, or is it more a Tuma Vitahara discussion? That's question one. That's most of what he discusses. Where does it belong? Does it belong? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put Mesechas Nida in Taharas. He didn't put it in Nashim. Right? Which already maybe says that he feels that there's a Tuma Tahara element to it, even that outweighs even the Isser Labaila. Bizmana Zed, there's only Isser Labaila. There's no more Tumah Vatara. But Bizmana Migdash, which is primary, which factor? But the other question that he asks along the way, and this is already in the Rishonim, is Nida included in the world of Arayos or not? Is Nida in Erva? Living, if a husband is living with a Nida, is there Gili Arayos in that case? Well, my nafgamin is, oh, sir, what do I care? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, is it Yehari Valyavar? If a man says to Reuven, live with your wife when she's a Nida or I'm going to kill you. Does he have to give his life for that? Is that, if he says, live with your sister or I'm going to kill you, he has to give his life. That's Gili Arayos. If he says, live with a Nida, machletza, that depends. If Nida is an Erva, then there would be. You have to give your life. If Nida is not an Erva, then you don't have to give your life. That's one question. Or, we know there's another issue. There's a concept of eight in Nemanus. Ein davar sheba Erva pachas mishnayim. Anything that relates to Arayus needs two witnesses. When it comes to Kashrus, a fellow Jew tells me this is kosher. I'm allowed to trust them. Eidecha nema bisurin. But in Darvash Erva, in the world of Arayus, you have to have two witnesses. Ein Darvash Erva pachas mishnayim. Is Nida in the world of Arayus? Inisha Nida is trusted by herself. Tosas and Gittin daf bezim abeis. Rashi there also. Eidecha nema bisurin. That's the source for Eidecha nema bisurin. V'safra la, she counts her days. We discussed this back in Parsha Shmini when we discussed the laws of Zav and Zava and Nida. That's another nafkamina. In Darsha Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Those are the two issues that he brings up. But this is a major discussion, whether a Nida is called an Erva or not. So where do we see any hints of this? So the Rambam is pretty clear. The Rambam, in a number of places, calls a nida an erva. Says the Rambam in Esrei Bia, Chaf Aleph Dalid, Mutter la Adam la Habit be Ishtok Shinida. A man is allowed to look at his wife when she is a nida. V'af api shehi erva. Says the Bia, even though she's an erva. He's allowed to look at his wife. We're not supposed to. The halachi is look at places that are usually covered. But a man is allowed to look at his wife even when and get pleasure from his wife even when she is an ida. Perachav Beis, the beginning of Perachav Beis, the Rambam says, Aser lehis yached im erva min ha'arayos. Bein zakena ben yalda, the Isra of Yichud, which we said we'll hopefully get back to, maybe on Sunday. Shadavar zeh, goreim legalos erva. It's aser to have yichud with somebody who you're aser to be with. Right? Because that leads to mamish gili arayas. Except for chutz meha'em al bina, v'ha'av al bito, mother and a son, and a father and a daughter, v'ha'bal mishto nida, and a husband and wife. Those are the three exceptions to the Rambam's first rules. Asad tibiz yachid with arayas. So it's pretty clear that the Rambam assumes that nida is one of the arayos. What a clear formulation of this, and even a discussion, and then we'll move on to the next issue. That is the first daf of Maseches Yevamos. First daf of Maseches Yevamos, daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosas there discusses. We know the first mission Yevamos is if a woman is usher to the Yavam, then there's no Zika Leivam. For example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries his niece. Shimon marries Reuven's daughter. Say it the other way. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. One day, an uncle can marry a niece. We discussed that a couple of days ago. And then Reuven dies. So now, Reuven's without children. Reuven's wives are Zakuk Tiyibim Rechalitza. One of Reuven's wives happens to be Shimon's daughter. So the halacha is, obviously, you can't do, we said 2 days ago, Yibim is only docha the Isser of Eishes Ach. It's not docha the Isser of Bas. Right? So then there's no Zika the Yibim for any of the wives. Right? Once one is Usser, the other one is Usser. So Tosas deals with the question, what happens if when the man dies, the brother dies, though his wife is a nida. His wife, what happens to the issue of Zika in that case? Ask Tosfos. The Yoi says, Ein lahakshos denida teyasar liyavam. Ava bishimetara achaka, kamo achos ishto. Shemus yabemes, afilo mesa. Delo dummy da achos ish, delo dummy. You can't compare nida to the other relationships. Why not? So Tosfos says, because nida is usher to everybody in the world. You can't compare that type of Isser to the other Isurim that are only because of a certain marriage relationship. That's what Tosfos says. But if you look in the Tosfos Arash right here, he says, Nida is not one of the Arayas. Right? You can't compare them. All the other ones are Erva. Masha'en kein Nida. Today is Tosfos versus Tosfos Arash. But again, this is a huge discussion. But this is part of the issue is what the Minchas Chinuch quotes here. And that is, how do we view Nida? Is it in the world of Arayos or not? That is number one issue to discuss. Next, let's now look in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel. In Os Gimel says, Vida, De Osan Anashim HaNasar Aslam Machmas Ishto. All these women that are Aser, the Halacha, the Kagon Hanu Vachosa, all these, you can't marry a mother and daughter, can't marry a mother and sister. Hu Adin, line 3, Im Kidesh Ishu Bido Ishachosa Ka'achas. What happens if I go over to two sisters? And I give them, and I say, Hare Aten Mukudashos Li, but the Ba'azuk Las Moshe Yisrael. Right? Mido writes, a man is allowed to have two wives. So I go over to two sisters, and at the exact same moment, I marry both of them. How does it be at the exact same moment? You work it out. Maybe I'm holding two rings, they're putting it in. Let's assume it's exactly the same moment. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, you're married to neither of them. Ein kiddushin tovzen af ba'achas mehen. You're not married to either of them. This is based on the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun. The Gemara lays down the law. Anything that wouldn't work one after another doesn't work at the same moment. That's the principle of kol she'eino b'zechar zeh, afilu b'bas achas eino. The last few words of the first paragraph, anything that wouldn't work one after another. So if I can't marry these two women in succession, I also cannot marry them at the same moment. That's the halachos. So if I try to marry a mother and a daughter at the exact same moment, that is not going to work. But then he says, what about this case? V'hine, im kidesh isha ubita ka'achas, v'ha'achas, and this is a classic Minchas Chinuch suggestion. V'ha'achas yichasya shivcha v'chasya bas chorin. Hey chadin, I want to marry two women, mother and daughter, but one of them is a half slave, half free woman, and the other one is a free woman. So what's the halacha there? Why? Because, says the Minchas Chinuch, if I marry a woman and she's free, then after that marriage, nothing works. But what if I marry a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin? I'm married partially. And then the halach is I can marry the other woman afterwards, and that second marriage is chal. Because I'm only half married to the first woman. Chati yishivcha, chati bas chorin. So lefima shekasafti, dim kiddush barishona, chati yishivcha, tafsi kiddush ishniya. So then maybe this principle doesn't apply. It can work one after another. It only doesn't work one after another in one direction. If you marry the free woman and then the chati shivcha chati bas chorin. But if it was the opposite case, if it was the chati shivcha chati bas chorin first and then the free woman, it would work. So what if I try to marry these women at the same exact moment? A mother and a daughter, one chati shivcha chati bas chorin, and one is free. That's his shaila. Obviously, he's the one. Nobody else asked this kasha except the Menchas Chenach. So he says, even though that principle that I just quoted before of kol she'ena b'zechar zeh afilu b'asach hazeino, even though that's not a reason here, there's another good reason why the marriage doesn't work. Ach mikol makom, he says in the next paragraph, nearly deinim kudeshes. I think that they're not married anyway. And he quotes a fascinating discussion in this next two columns. He goes, fascinating discussion based on a shita of Rashi. Shita of Rashi, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos, on Daf Mem Tesem Aveis, the Rashi is quoted on the fourth wide line, Ayin Rashi Sham. Rashi has a line where he seems to say that if the Iyam, you can read the Rashi, line four, the Iyamrina de Lotafsi Kiddushin Besota. If we would say that there is no tvisas kiddushin by an ashes ish shazinsa. That's a sota. Imkin kishenas is sota. Tachas bailo lotei tzricha get rakefkiu kiddushin. We're not going to get to the details of Rashi. The yisod that he brings up is if something would not be allowed at a certain moment in time, then even if you are trying to, you have a certain status already, and you're trying to break it from before, that also wouldn't work. Let's see if I'll quote it from the language of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Another Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says it better than I could say it. It says Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Tes of Asvinda Araisa. Let's turn back. Klal Tes. V'hinei matzinu po machlokas gedola ben Rashi v'ri. There's a major machlokas, deladas Rashi. Siba hamona'as chalos chadash, mafkez gamkein oso chalos, anything that would prevent a new status from occurring now would break that status if it already exists. Meaning, if there is a woman who's married, but then something happens, which had this been the situation beforehand, she would never have been able to get married. So then, if that situation occurs now, that breaks the marriage. Without getting into the details of Rashi, that's the issue he is talking about here. So anyway, he uses that issue, and the Rebbe's angle there in Asman Daraisa discusses many examples of this throughout Shas. You can look at it there, we don't have time to go into it, but he discusses three machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, related to that. But I just wanted to bring up a fascinating discussion in the next column. The Trumas Hadeshen. This is one of the more discussed Trumas Hadeshens. Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Beis, here on the top of the second column, the Gam Nichali, the Trumas Hadeshen. Psakim Beksav in Simen Kuf Beis. Answer Trumas Hadeshen. If you're walking down the street, or let's say thousands of years ago, you're walking down the street, and you happen to meet the wife of Eliyahu HaNavi, are you going to marry her? Eliyahu HaNavi, after he went up to Shemayim, he never died. Is she an Almana? Is she a Grusha? Is she a Pnuya? What is she? That's the Shaila, it's known as the Shaila of the Trumas Hadeshen. Eishes Eliyahu. What's the halacha with Eishes Eliyahu? So the Trumas Hadeshen himself says in Simen Kuf Beis, Eishes, I'll read it to you, Eishes Eliyahu Navi. Oh, Eishes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We did that gemara. Ksubis Ayin Zayin, Yeshua ben Levi just jumped into Gan Eden and he never came back. If you met the wife of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, could they get married? Right? So, L'mayin Afkamina, what happens if somebody, Bizman Hazeh, is Zocha to that? Is Zocha for that to just go up to Shemayim and end their life that way? Right? Like Chanoch. So are you allowed to marry? So he says, it's gotta be that she's muteris to get married. Hachanami Ishlamar de Eshes Re Ehu Asura Velo Eshes Malach. Shekulan Ruchani Velo Gufani. He turned into a Malach. So there's only a din of Eshes Ish being Asur, not an Eshes Malach being Asur. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen discusses. So the Minchas Chinuch says it relates to this sugya of Rashi and Tosfos. Right now, if you try to marry a malach, it wouldn't work. Right? You can't marry a malach. So too, if the marriage turns into this status of marriage with a malach, then the whole thing is paka, the whole thing disappears. That's the yesod of the Minchas Chinuch based on that Rashi. If right now something happens which wouldn't be able to exist, So therefore, even if something existed already, it ruins what already existed. That's why he relates it in the next paragraph to the case of the marrying a half shifcha, half free woman, and a full woman. You're right, theoretically for a second they can remain married. But right after the marriage takes place, right after that you're half married to this woman and fully married to this woman, it can't exist because they're both chavi krisis to each other. Memela, the whole thing will be null and void. And therefore, he does not think it would work be bas achas. Okay, that's his detail in the marriage. But just to talk for a minute about this Eishes Eliyahu discussion. Rabbi Chanan thinks, unlike the Truma Sadeshan, Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shirim Chelik Beis, Simen Chavches, he leaves a Betzarachian. If you look in the first parak in Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara requires a pasuk to teach me that once a man dies, you're allowed to marry his wife. It's not svara. It's not logic. Oh, once he dies, there's no more marriage. The Gemara requires a pasuk to teach me. I would have thought that somehow she's still connected to her dead husband. Kamash Malan, the pasuk teaches me otherwise. That Misa is kores. That Misa breaks the marriage and Memela she is mutter. So says Rabbi Chanan. So if the guy didn't die, then you don't have that limud. You don't have the limud if he didn't die. And therefore he just says, Sarachian. He says, I'm not sure. He says, Afta ata eina eishes re'e umikamakum isra shahaya balahechan halach. And then he says, V'tanya b'seder olam. He says, look in seder olam, which is a medrash. He said, the medrash says, seven people's lives spanned the entire history of the world. Eluhain. Adam, Misushelach, Shem, Yaakov, Amram, Achia Hashiloni, Eliyahu Anavi. And he's still alive. Seven people span the entire history of the world. See that? Adainu kaya. Ukemavur, de'eno chashav kemes. See, he's not called dead. There's a Gemara b'metzia kufya dalet. Somebody asks, Eliyahu Navi, how could you go into a cemetery? Aren't you a Kohen? Right? As if he's still alive. The Gemara in Ervin talks about Eliyahu coming to a bris outside the tchum. So who says? So Rabbi Chanan thinks it's a big problem, Eishes Eliyahu. He doesn't think it's such a, it's so pashit. Related to this, I saw an amazing question, which other people must ask, but I just saw it in the Birka Yosef. Birka Yosef in Simon Yud Zayin in Eben Ezer, he asked the question, we all know the Gemara. Gemara in Meseches Megillah. That Rabbi and Reb Zera got a little rowdy at the Purim Suda. Come Rabbi, shechti the Reb Zera. Rabbi got up, shechted Reb Zera, and he felt very bad about it. So he davened the next day, he did Tchias HaMesim. And even though Reb Zera would not come back the following year, he says, Nisan don't happen all the time. That's the sugya. Asks the Birka Yosef, the Chida, when Reb Zera was brought back alive by Rabbah, did he have to get remarried to his wife? Who asked that question? The Birka Yosef asked that question. Did he have to get remarried? What is it called? The interim period. Was he dead and he came back alive? Yishlis topic. I can't make these things up. Eishas Reb Zera, ki nishchat ba'ala v'meis vade pake kidu. If somebody would have married Eishas Reb Zera during the night, and then v'hutra l'shuk, and then would have had v'chichaya l'macha Reb Zera, hayetzorach l'kadish l'isha kidushin chadashim d'pnuyahi v'dami l'machzer grushaso. Is it similar to taking back your divorced wife? Debai, you're not going to have machzir misaso usually, unless you have tchias amesim. He says debai kiddushin chadashim, the kiddushin kamay nadadu holchu baget upanim chadashos baolakan, and so to here misaso matir af mafkia kiddushin didei v'chihader chai milsa chadasahi, and he becomes back alive. He's new. Odil mano ha de isha kona atva visa sabal haynu dafka kasher meis v'nishar meis. Ah, kishelo nikbar, if he wasn't buried, v'chai al yidei navi o chasid, igloi milsa da osa misa, lo haisa misa kamos kaladam, v'lo paki kiddushi kamai, v'eishas ish, v'lo tavas ba kiddushin te inish da alma. Unbelievable kasha. So what's the answer? So he says it's Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi in Gittin says, if somebody makes a t'nai, he gives his wife a get, from now, if I don't come, I'm giving you a get today, if I don't come back, and then he dies during this month, and this should be a get for you from today, if I don't come back in the next month, and he dies a week later. So is the woman allowed to get remarried? He's dead. Is the woman allowed to get remarried now? Because she knows the time is not going to be fulfilled, because the next 3 weeks he's gonna be dead. So the Yerushalmi says no. She has to wait. Why? Naasu ani omer naasu lo nisim v'chaya. Maybe a nace will occur and he'll come back alive. So that's why she can't get married yet. Mashma, that it's all one continuous marriage. It's all one continuous. Even when he's dead, he might come back, and therefore she can't get remarried. What do you mean? Maybe it'll be a new marriage when her husband comes back alive. No. But he says, that's Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't say. The Bavli says she could get married right away. Rabbi says you can get married right away. So it must be machlokes b'av Yerushalmi. We say it's a new marriage. Says the Chida, no, think about it a little closer. It's not a machlokes b'av Yerushalmi about that. Even the Bavli l'chor would agree that if it actually happened that the guy came back alive, that we'd have to be worried about it. It's just that we're not choshesh that that's going to happen. But if it does happen, it's mashma clearly from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He says, "V'lo pligi treitz tamudai eladafka lochush sheyichya." You don't have to worry about it. But if it does happen, it's mashma that agida beishto zos v'lo mahanyule mashemeis vaday kivud l'basov chai. Unbelievable. So the question somebody asked, I mentioned this to somebody this morning. So somebody's asked me, so what happens by tchias hameisim for anybody who ever got married a second time? Right, they were already married. The woman got married again to a second husband, but you're going to say, what, all her kids? Unless you say that Tchias HaMeisim is going to be different than this one. A Tchias HaMeisim like a week later or a day later. So maybe that's more of like a reflection that it wasn't really a Misa. Tchias HaMeisim in the future, when Tchias HaMeisim happens, L'chora, that's a different universe. That's not like Tchias HaMeisim and you go to the Muslim Afreya that they were still married. So either way, but that's related to the Eishes El Yo that comes up here in the Minchas Chinuch in Reishei. Okay, we will stop here.